Yo. Welcome to another This Is Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling as you shall on a very pre-Thanksgiving holiday. You know how we do it. Got my man Father Time with me. Time, what's good, this brother?
What's cracking, Doc? I mean, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
There you go.
I know it is tomorrow, but...
Apple gobble gobble day. You know how we all do. We don't network politics like we always do at this time. Get this shit on and cracking. Was you cooking, dog?
Hell no. Man, I'm going to my mom and my sisters. I don't know how to cook none of this. My daughter tried to make a banana pudding, man. Let's just say I'm going to my mom and my daughter. I mean, my mom and my sisters. Didn't come out.
Okay.
Didn't get there. All
right, we're going to give her an A for effort, though. Definitely give her an A for effort.
Yeah,
oh, man.
I got a whole
it's
bunch
long.
Of
you said what?
Say again?
I'm
just saying.
We're going to quit talking next time. No, I was just saying it's a long week, man. Well, actually, it's a short week for motherfuckers got to work. Motherfucking all the motherfucking men down, sitting down, taste testing. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You know, you
got to
get,
I ain't gonna do nothing but
you got to get that pre-taste test plate.
Yeah, well, you know what? For me, I ain't got no woman here cooking, so... I got to taste it when it's all done, when I go to somebody's house. I ain't got that taste test no more. Them days is over. I remember fondly, though, licking the bowl, getting that spoon. Woo! I miss them days. I'm drinking all weekend.
Right.
I'm drinking
right,
all
right.
weekend, man. That's all. I still got that. Remember I was going to play the drinking game? I still got that same fucking bottle, man. I ain't touched this that night.
You ain't touched it yet?
I'm polishing that motherfucker off tomorrow. And between tomorrow and Friday, I'm going to go ahead and kill that ENJ off.
Okay. Well, shit, man. I guess we might as well go to get started.
Well, before we do, why don't you give everybody the number? I know you got it on your screen.
All right, check this out, y'all. Y'all want to get in on the topics, y'all want to call in or voice y'all own opinion about anything you want to, check it out. You can call it 563-999-3059-3059. That's 563-999-3059. Give us a call. Hit us up. Let us see what y'all are talking about. You know, I'm going to let y'all know right now, I am having the damnedest time with my internet. I don't know what's going on with it, but hey, we're going to work through this. What they call kabaka. Nay, what's up? You got that turkey done yet?
I make my turkey fresh on Thanksgiving, so no.
But you know what?
But just so people know, my turkey be fresh.
I must agree with you. Those taste better than the ones you gotta, you know, put it in the. You know, they didn't cook it, then it went in the refrigerator, then you gotta put it back in the oven. Nah, yeah, you do want your turkey fresh.
Because turkey can dry out too easy when you do all that.
Too
it's been dried
damn
out.
Fast. Oh, my God.
The fuck is this, still?
I don't eat turkey, so don't bother me. As long as there's some ham at the table, I'm good. I don't eat turkey. I eat ham.
Don't worry. I got a ham, too. Look, I got something for you, too.
I will fuck some ham up. Yeah, I don't do turkey, man.
Really? Well, you know what? I'm not the big. I don't want the all parts of it. just give me the the leg and the leg. Huh? You said what?
No, I was saying the leg, right?
Yeah, give me the leg and what's that? The wing, the dark meat. I just want the
dark meat.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is.
Oh well,
yeah.
The only thing I start today is the greens and my desserts because I cook my greens all night, so they be nice and tender.
Yeah, that's how my mama cook hers.
Mm-hmm. I don't like them crunchy greens. Mm-mm.
I'm trying to figure out crunchy or tender, I don't know the texture. I don't like mine slimy, so I don't know which category did that fall up under.
You don't like yours what?
Slimy.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah.
They should be slimy, okay. But...
Ain't that like from the hamburger that you put in there? No, that's the right word. I know exactly what you're talking about, but don't that come from like the ham hock?
I don't know.
Well, no, I'm not just me. I should cook.
Oh.
Wait, what was the question?
You know how when you said your greens be slimy? And don't that come from like the fat off the ham hock that you put in the pot when you're cooking the greens?
How did it
come slimy then?
I don't know. My greens ain't never been slimy, so I don't know why they would be unless they cook them too long, you know, or something like that. I don't know.
It's
I don't
like
know why
they mixed with grease or something. Like it's the kind of grease that
it could be what somebody added in them that made them slimy. They might have put too much oil. Some people add, you know, I add oil and vinegar, but you're only supposed to add just like a few drops of oil. You ain't supposed to like pour a whole bunch of oil in there. But I use oil and vinegar too, so unless some people just might have used too much.
Possibly. It was like it's a kind of spinach-like texture, and I hate the way spinach tastes.
Nah, yeah, it shouldn't be like that. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm getting my banana pudding. It's I'm chopping up bananas for my banana pudding.
Let's not talk about banana pudding.
Maybe you're messed up with banana pudding.
It did not work out. You know, that's one of those times when you lie, when you, you know, sometimes you gotta lie. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta be like,
She already made
good,
it.
Bitch. Oh, no, she stopped.
I'll give her my recipe if she wants it.
I'll let her know. Let me ask y'all a question. I hear this a lot. Doesn't bother me, but it may bother y'all. Does the green juice bother y'all? Is it like some people trip if the juice from the green the macaroni? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Well, some people don't like their stuff to mix, and which I understand. So, you know, sometimes when I put six greens, I put the greens in a bowl separate, then put it on somebody's plate. But then some people like it all mixed up like that.
I do. Don't bother. That's what the cornbread for. Suck up the juice.
Right.
And that bottom of that cornbread be good. That be the best part of the cornbread when it's soaked up in the motherfucking juice from the green. That shit be fire. Man, we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one and we'll bring you in.
I want to apologize to everybody on all that's looking at us or the visual. Having a lot of technical difficulties this way, but I... Hopefully, I think I got it cleared up. But, you know, it is what it is. Janae, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you think the assumption of a woman is innocent and the assumption of a man is guilty?
On the basis of what, though? Like, when you talk
just
about
period.
Crimes or anything?
In life, in life, relationships, life, just period.
Well, no, man. Give her the same example that you gave me.
Okay. Like, for example, like, normally when a guy, like, if you call your girl, now I'm just going to ask you this. You call your girl and you say, me and my dude just broke up. What do you think the first thing she would say?
It depends on the friend, but I mean, if I've been talking to her about the situation, then she already knows. She going to basically be trying to see how I'm feeling, you know, stuff like that. But if it's somebody that I haven't really been talking to like that, and they going to ask what happened.
So you think the initial thing is what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, Doc. Now, when you were talking earlier, and I asked you the same question, and let everybody know what you said your response was.
The first thing anybody says, what'd you do?
Oh, fuck.
Then you know that's the first thing your girl gonna say. What'd he do? Girl, we just broke up. What'd he do? Not the first thing.
I don't know.
It's
about
not why
all
y'all
here.
Break up. No, the first thing is, what did he do? Even with his friends. Like, if me and him was talking and he said, man, I just broke up with so-and-so, my first response is, what'd you do?
No, but sometimes we know our friend be fucking up too. So it all depends on how well you know your friend. That's what I'm saying. So it depends to me. I feel like it depends on the situation. Because if I know she's been going around, my first question is, oh, did she found out? You know what I'm saying? Oh, he found out that your shit.
Okay. I mean,
I think we need to change that.
You said what?
I think we need to change that. 90% of the people always come say, what did the dude do? No matter what the situation is. That's the first thing they say. Well, what did he do?
I gotta agree with you.
First thing they say.
I gotta agree with you on that one, dog. I do. I gotta agree with you on that one.
Okay.
I think the majority of the time.
What's the percentage? What's the percentage of the time when it is a man's fault? Do y'all have them statistics?
Nah, that got buried somewhere.
Talking about who's fault it is. You're talking about people's reaction.
Yeah, I just
normally the first
person,
it's the dude's fault most of the time. It's always
right.
First,
I just believe
the first
we,
thing
we live in a
the
world.
Dude's fault.
Yeah, I believe that we live in a world where the assumption of a woman is innocence and the assumption of a man is guilt.
I don't think we. I think we're moving away from that though. I think it used to be like that
really?
More. Than it is now, but now I think we're moving away from that because they really starting to see, you know, certain things that women are doing. But a lot of times, though, I mean, if y'all pull up the statistics, we're not saying that women don't do stuff. But how detrimental is the stuff that women do versus what men do?
Well, now we can easily go with that one and say that, I mean, you know,
and I mean,
a lot of times.
The relationship.
Right. I agree. I hear what you're saying. But, I mean, a lot of times you can look and see, like, I mean, see, here's the thing. That's kind of hard because we kind of, like I said, and I think we've made mention of this. I think we've made mention of this in past shows that, I guess what we're saying now is that, you know, a man, I mean, well, I'm not going to say you know, but I think a lot of women go in a relationship like, I know he's going to do something fucked up. So I'm already halfway prepared. I'm halfway prepared for the fucked up shit that he's going to do. You know, whereas we, on the other hand, we don't look at our women like that. We don't walk into a relationship like, oh, this bitch ain't going to be shit.
Let me cut you off right there for a second, man. When we talked about that last time, and my opinion still ain't changed. I don't think, I truly hope that women don't go in a relationship thinking shit like that. That relationship ain't cut. If you go in waiting on him to fuck up, that shit ain't gonna work.
You know what? Okay.
It's gonna work.
Let me rephrase what I'm saying. I don't mean they like, okay, he's finna fuck up next week and this, that. But I just think the expectancy of a man to do something is, let's say, I'm going to say a 80-20 ratio that the man going to do something fucked up. Whereas us, As men, we be thinking along lines, you know. Like I said, I remember we've had this conversation before, and it's like, shit. You could have fucked the biggest hoe in the hood, but you really think she's gonna be faithful to you?
That's true.
And I remember Janine saying, well, you knew what the situation was, and we both agreed that, yeah, we did, but us having the I don't know, maybe the pride that we have or the lack of knowing, we still, oh, yeah, I know she fucked 20 motherfuckers, but she threw with that. She told me she threw with that. She ain't fucking with nobody else. And shit, then when she do it, like Jadine said, you can't get mad at her because you know what the fuck you get.
I mean,
but
you can,
yeah,
but... you
yeah,
can,
but
you
I mean, no, we're sitting there beyond heartbroken. We're beyond heartbroken. Where y'all, like, I knew this motherfucker was going to do something. I'm already halfway prepared to, you know, I'm halfway prepared to, because I know what the motherfucker's going to do. You know, I just think, like I said, I just think it's we have a assumption of guilt when it comes to men. What's happening today? We have a assumption that men are automatically guilty and women are automatically innocent.
Well,
I agree.
But I do think it's phased out.
Okay, all right. So now, I don't know the statistics. So, Janine, I'm going to say, if it was an 80-20 ratio before, what do you think it would be now?
Like 60-40.
60-40. Okay, Bernie Mac. 60-40. Ain't no damn 60-40. Shit. 75-15.
It's 60-40.
Ain't no damn.
Y'all still over the 50% mark.
Nah, yeah, I don't shit. No, you want to go with 60-40?
Nope.
Okay, then. I can't see it, dog. I can't see it. Denise, hey, you know what? Denise says she got a bad connection. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it ain't just me. Maybe it's everybody. I got a vaccination going on too.
I'm pretty good, so. Yeah. Rolling in the soda.
We gotta make it work, baby. We gotta make it work. Man, this is like I said. Okay. All right, we got my girl Nicole. What's happening? She said that's true to a certain degree. All right, what's your degree? What degree is it that you say? Well, I hope you ain't finna talk about this 60-40. You finished making that damn banana pudding. You talking about 60-40.
Banana pudding
is done and going in the refrigerator.
Hey, do you cook the sauce? Do you cook your sauce in your banana pudding?
Do I do what?
Do you cook
what?
your sauce in your banana pudding?
Don't answer that. Because he's trying to find out where his daughter fucked up at. Don't even answer it.
You said sauce?
Yeah, you know the sauce that you put in the banana pudding.
What sauce?
I was torn, my mama.
What
cook.
Sauce?
The sauce that you pour over it.
Nah, I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Sauce? What the fuck is you talking
about, man? I could have sworn. I could have sworn my mama used to cook it, man. I could have sworn. I might be wrong, but I could have sworn that she used to get put in a big ass pot and she used to stirring and cooking at the same time.
You must be thinking of lemon meringue pie,
huh? Oh, I say, what's the matter? I thought it. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
I made that real simple. It's real simple. You don't cook it on no salt.
All right, so check this out. I know and love and appreciate everybody because I know a lot of y'all right now cooking and y'all still trying to listen to the show, and I greatly, greatly appreciate it. And for y'all to, and if y'all hear that background, that's my rude ass uncles, just really just being real rude, yelling, talking, and all that shit. But pay them my mind. You right as fuck, man. Okay, nah. The life will say you right. It's pudding, but it's not an instant kind that most people do. I ain't never seen nobody cook. I ain't never seen nobody cook nothing.
It's from scratch, man. I knew I was right. I knew my mom used to cook that shit. I knew it. Thank you, Delightful. The sauce part, man.
What the fuck is the sauce? All right, we got a bunch of cookers out there. We know we got a bunch of cookers out there that's cooking right now. Please, somebody tell us it. Okay, they say that's a very old school recipe.
It's my mama. She old. My mama in her 70s. That's how she cooked. I knew she used to cook that shit on the stove. It's the sauce, man, that you pour in the banana pudding, man. And that shit get thick when it get cold. That's what make your banana pudding stand up. I don't know if stand up is the right word, but that's what make it thick. Feel me?
I mean, I understand. I'm pretty sure I've had some of your mama's banana pudding before, and I've never known to complain about it, but I never know nothing about.
Yeah,
I don't know, Denise. I think everybody else can hear us fine. I'm not sure. Denise says she can't hear, but
all right, I'm on.
Okay. Oh, my man, look. I'm seeing y'all comments coming on. I'm trying to click on some of them. I can't. right now I can't click, so it's not that I'm not avoiding any of your comments, but it's kind of hard to click.
Okay.
Let me see if I can log in and see some of the comments.
All right, Nicole say, never going to things thinking everything is going to be pieces of cream, but you do expect them to fuck up on certain degrees depending on what kind of person you're dealing with. Yep, I'm cooking and tuning in. That's my, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Cooking, tuning in. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, motherfucker, to a certain degree, you expect the motherfucker. And when I say fuck up, I don't always mean cheating. Let's get that out the way. We don't always mean it's about cheating and all this. Every relationship don't get destroyed because of cheating and all that. And the other infidelities and all that. Like, it's just sometimes, like, you just know. And once again, damn, man, we got a fucked up connection going. And I don't know if it's on my part or Facebook or I don't know what's going on, but I'm sorry. And once again, I apologize to everybody that you know that the connection is so poor right now. But, we're trying. Right, fucked up can mean all kinds of things. But now, here's the thing. If y'all got a bad connection and y'all can't hear us and y'all want to hear us, call 563-999-3059. I mean, as far as the audio, press 1. I'm sorry, press 1. As far as the audio, we sounded good on audio, right? Janine, Tama.
I hear you. I see the Facebook Live just fine.
I'm not on Facebook Live. I'm just called in.
That's what I said, but the audio's good, right?
Yeah, I can hear everybody fine.
Okay, so like I said, once again, if y'all want to be a part of it, y'all want to call in 563-999-3059, and we'll bring you in. Press 1. We'll definitely bring you in.
All right, hold on, man. We got a call. Hold that note. All right, Wick, I got you in. Carla, what's happening? Who is this? Delightful?
This is.
What's happening, Delightful?
What's the going on?
Nothing much.
What's happening over here?
FB is very choppy. Is everybody's signal? The audio is fine.
Ah, okay, cool. So it ain't me.
Nope, I think it's on everybody's end.
Oh, cool. Well, I mean, like I said, y'all call in. We can still get to week. Hey, click in. We like hearing voices anyway, so.
Right, 563-999-3059. That goes to the people out there in Gainesville land, too.
Right.
Let your voice be heard. 563-999-3059. Make it happen, kid. It's Thanksgiving. Everybody got something to be thankful for. I'm going to go down the list, man. What you thankful for, dog?
Yeah. Come back to me.
All right, Janine, what you thankful for? Other than hearing my voice.
I am thankful for my family, like always. Thankful that we're all healthy and everybody is doing well. And I'm just meaning like financially and things like that. You know, they're not struggling and things. How about my kids and stuff? So I think I'm thankful. Well, I'm gonna say I'm thankful I'm still sane. Somewhat. But
I think I can use that one.
I'm thankful for being a sound mind and body.
There you go. That's something to be thankful for.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all heard about that motherfucker from the Vikings. This motherfucker is shooting at shadows in this goddamn house. Did you see that story, man? Everything
Griffin? Nah, I didn't see that. What the fuck happened?
Man, I did. This motherfucking crib shooting at motherfucking ghost in his house.
Wow.
He telling the police he ain't coming outside. Fuck y'all. I'm like, God damn. He done lost it. Them concussions, man. Them concussions. All right, Delightful, what you think before?
I guess I'm thankful God is keeping me and not allowing me to follow into the devil's trap and act on my own behalf. That sounds about appropriate.
Okay. All right. Wait, what you thankful for?
I could say a couple of things, but I'm thankful for my family. I'm getting better with them. I'm also thankful for being alive each day and having a roof over my head.
All right, ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, man, you ready?
Yeah. You know what? I am ready.
Thankful for, bro.
When you first asked me that, I just instantly thought of something. I just really thought of some better things to just transpired in my life, but you know what? I'm sitting here, and right now I have two cousins that passed away within a matter of 3 weeks. But right now I have their son sitting in my house right now, laughing and joking and playing, and I'm thankful that they're here, man. I'm thankful that they're here, and I'm thankful that, you know, despite all the tragedies that didn't happen in the past couple of times, within the past month with my family, I'm thankful that we still all able to see, we're the ones to still able to see each other and still speak. And like I said, I got both of them sitting here with me. They spent the night with me. So, I'm thankful for that.
There you go. I'm thankful for everything, all the good things that's happened to me, man. Even the bad shit, man. I'm thankful for the bad shit because you need the bad shit to learn. You know what I mean?
Retire that pretender.
No, you need to go through bad shit in order to learn from it.
I know what you're saying. I hear you, and I know what you're saying, but I don't want it right now. Take it back.
Okay. I take it back.
Thank you.
Let me say this, man. In immortal words.
Go for what?
Of my girl.
Damn. All right. Well.
Go ahead.
Nah. The last proof we got you on there, you know it. You know, it's been a minute. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Why is the assumption of women innocent and the assumption of men are guilty?
Uh-huh.
Okay, for instance, let me ask you a question.
You gotta give it that
right, now I'm going to ask you the same question. You pull up to your girl house. You pull up to your girl house. You get out. Maybe you're crying or whatever the situation is. She asks you what's going on. And you tell her you and your dude just broke up. What's the first thing she going to say?
That question really stumped the lady.
What's up? I'm trying to see because I probably just need to turn it all the way down where I'm watching it and just listen on the phone. I'm thinking.
Okay, that works too.
Okay. All right, Nicole, we're going to come right back to you. Delightful, you got to answer for us.
So, against my better judgment, I'm going to say men are just more likely to get caught. So, generationally, y'all just fuck up more.
So, what would your girl
say? What's the first thing your girl say? Right. What's the first thing your girl going to say when you say we broke up? What's the first thing?
What'd he do? What'd he do? And why he do it?
Okay. Don't say nothing, dog. Okay, right. Nicole, same question to you. I'm gonna see what her has before you go back to the life. Okay, Nicole, you roll up on your girl. You tell your girl you and your dude just broke up. What's the first thing your girl said?
What happened? Well, in the back, they'll say what happened, but in the back of their mind, they already know what happened, but because they already know what you
going through.
Okay, now he gonna tell y'all what society's answer to that question is. Go ahead, dog.
Well, I mean, society's answer to it is, what the fuck did he do now? That's the gist of it, because it's like, We living in a world where every assumption, anything happened, the assumption of a man is guilt and the assumption of a woman is innocent. And I'm trying to figure out how in the hell did that come about. But overall, like, you know that, unless you just told him, bitch, unless you just told your girl, bitch, he just caught me. If you just like on a regular relationship, she gonna be like, girl, what he do? She ain't gonna never ask you what you did unless you done flat out told her, I done got caught. I've been getting caught up.
But if this is your best friend, she already knows what you done did. If you are part of it,
right?
And what he did and what led up to
that. Even still, Because I guess here's the situation that half of y'all, or y'all all think y'all slipping. Everyone, women think they slipping to men on any given day. And for the most part, y'all probably are. But damn, we do catch up sometimes.
Well, the question is, I think both parties can fuck up all the time. Why do men fuck up all the time? That's the question. Can I tell you, women do it too.
Y'all want to focus on why y'all get assumed to be that way all the time, because y'all actually do be doing shit. So why do y'all do shit?
I disagree with that. That goes with what Cass was saying, that the first thing a woman going to think is we going to fuck up regardless. You cannot use that last week.
And eight out of ten times, y'all do. So the question still says, why do y'all fuck up the way y'all do? I mean, really, it's tit for tat.
It goes back and forth. Don't one person do one thing.
That's like saying, you're going to go outside and one day you're going to trip over this goddamn stuff. If you keep thinking that, you're going to trip over that damn stuff. Because you always think it's going to happen.
But you got to keep a lookout for it. I'm just saying.
Even if you say, like, somebody who's killed people, he didn't walk around killing, or she didn't walk around killing people, then when people are like, oh, they a murderer, they a killer. And then it's like them coming back saying, why are people looking at me like that? Why are people looking at me like I'm a murderer?
I don't want that. I got you
That's why the assumptions are out there.
Look at the internet.
Men are the ones a lot of times doing a lot of shit. I'm not saying women don't, but shit, y'all get caught. Like we said, y'all the ones get caught.
Or maybe we're the ones that maybe we're the ones that are being focused on. And maybe we just the ones that are being focused on. And it's not the fact that y'all don't get caught. We just the ones being, you know what, I'll tell you something.
I think a lot of men just don't care. How about that? Now, let me throw that out.
No, we get, we.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Go ahead, bro.
I've seen a situation. I was at work. Now, I'm asking the ladies this. I seen the lady I was working, and she was on the phone. And she said she I'm in hustling, y'all. I do maintenance, so I can in hustle, you know. The lady, she on the phone and she talking to her girl, and she like, girl, I did this, I did that, and her girl was like, you wrong, and she like, fuck him, and the old girl asked her, she say, well, did he cheat with old girl? She said, nah, come to find out, he didn't. But you know what? He probably did something someplace else that I didn't see. So, fuck it, I'm not even finna worry about what I did. And I look back at her, and she was like, oh, you just think I'm so wrong, don't you? Wow. You ain't gonna even get a man an apology or nothing. You just said yourself he didn't cheat with the woman that you thought that you accused him of. But you went and cheated. But then you said, fuck it, he probably did something that he didn't get away with. Now, lady.
Okay.
Lady. Since you want to talk so bad, delightful, go ahead.
No, don't ask me yet. I'm just curious to know why she apologized and if he don't know she did it.
Oh, no, she got caught.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
She probably already knew he was cheating, but she had the wrong female. That's what that was, basically.
That's
from a man's point of view. I'm a whole woman. We got two different anatomies. So, I mean, it's okay. You can agree.
Let her finish, Diamond. All right,
no, I'm done.
Okay, let me say on that. You say we have two different anatomies, right? You said it,
yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's mm-hmm. what you just said. But why y'all mm-hmm. act more like niggas when y'all with a woman, then niggas act like goddamn females?
Well,
ask that question.
Some of us women know how to be dainty and act, I guess, niggerish at times when we need to. Mm-hmm. Not all
okay.
of us, but some of us.
But y'all do, though.
Let me get this out.
Okay, Lake.
Huh?
You with a guy, okay? You always think this guy cheating on you, okay? You going through his phone all the time, on the low, and all that shit. And then you get mad when he do go out there and cheat. But you've been accusing him of cheating for months. So why get mad at him when you pushed him to do something he wasn't even doing in the first place?
But you keep accusing him.
Well, what bitch was you with? Where was you at? Who was you with? Blah, 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 blah. And then when you find out he's cheating on you, you get mad. But y'all don't see...
But some of us are accusing him all the time. If you're accusing him, then eventually he's going to go out there and do it because you think he's doing it anyway. That's not the reason to cheat. Y'all play that all the time. No, sometimes the accusation, I can ask you. Well, we have some kind of women's intuition.
You asking me every time I come in the house, where you been? Who was you with? Why you coming in?
Damn, I can't inquire about your day.
No, I'm going to walk in the house.
See? The, See, when they defensive, you know something's wrong, and it'll come out sooner or later.
If you keep accusing me of doing it, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I remember.
No,
she did not accuse you. She asked you a question.
Can I say this, y'all?
Come on, brother.
We're thinking about this new age. Think about back in the day. We didn't have to ask that because we knew our women was, and our males was goddamn true. They made sure the house was together. No matter what they did.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of the males like we did back in the day. They don't make them like my daddy. No, I know that.
I know that. I'm just saying. That's what they used to do.
I was getting ready to say,
my granddaddy took care of the house, and it never made it back to my grandma, but he was a hoe.
Preach.
Fuck all that.
But
everybody got a fault.
Damn,
you know,
you just called your granddaddy a hoe.
Took care of that house.
He was a hoe. I mean, it is what it is.
Right. My daddy drank. He would drink a little bit, but he took care of that house, baby.
I was trying to make a point. This is the big difference.
No,
I
got it. You and Tom. Wait.
I'm sorry.
You and Tom and the fuck the whole show up. Y'all done fucked the whole show. We done lost tonight. We done lost tonight, boy. We done lost.
I ain't gonna blame Time on that one, though. Cause he had a point.
I'm blaming you and Time on that one. Cause the shit y'all just said, y'all just made us lose.
No, we didn't. Tell us what we made up that messed the show up. I said, like, you was gonna lose 20 years ago. We was growing up.
Exactly. So what's the point?
Think about it.
Yeah, but damn, y'all gave them all ammunition they needed.
No.
I mean, listen, hold on. Let me just say this, dog. Listen. Dog. You sat there and just said, if you keep accusing me, I'm going to cheat. And that's not the answer to kids. If you gonna keep accusing me, I'm gonna leave this relationship. I'm not gonna be bothered with you no more. I'm not for you to say, well, since you keep accusing me of cheating, I'm a cheat. That's just like if you say, well, if you accuse your woman to keep cheating and she wasn't there, she finally did, and she say, well, you kept telling me that I was gonna do it, then so I did. You gonna be ready to take your fucking head off?
Yeah, but I'm gonna step up.
But in Timer's defense, that is what most do. They don't walk away. They don't leave. They just cheat.
Thank you.
But don't you get tired of somebody telling you you ain't doing something, knowing that you ain't, or you doing something that you ain't did it? Don't eventually you gonna end up doing it because they telling you that's like that. I asked the question about.
I mean, I gotta learn how to just ignore what the fuck you said.
But dog,
well, you
that means they have mind control.
That sounds real good, bro. I wish I could. I'm not even gonna lie.
Develop your mind a little bit more, brother. If you develop your mind a little
that
bit more,
that means
you
allowing somebody to have mind control over you. That ain't a good thing.
You can't let nobody control you. If that person
can control you to that point like that, then I guess you're gonna say, all right, well, motherfucker, you need to jump in. You need to jump off this bridge. She keep telling you that you need to jump off that bridge.
No, that's different. What you need to do is somebody's going to steady you.
It's the same thing. This is what I'm saying, bro.
What you need to do is you need.
You're going to find some dummy that's going
to
do it.
They're going to accuse you all the time. It's easier for you to leave than to do something stupid.
Leave. Okay, leave. But
that's the best thing I'm saying.
Sitting here saying that I'm going to cheat ain't the right answer. Nah.
No, that's not what I said, bro.
Hold on, man.
Yeah, you said it.
No, I said that.
Thank you.
Bushwick,
that's
saying
that.
Okay, but
I told you, agree to disagree. That's right. But let me say this. Let me say this to the ladies. For you ladies that was talking about all that mind control, a man can't control your mind. But
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Everything got Nicole. Everything I said.
Well, no, what did you say?
You just heard what I said. You got to believe it.
No, you said.
Y'all can't be.
No, I really didn't.
Y'all, you just said you don't even want us asking you where you been. Talking about.
Some of us just too goddamn good. Go back, make your banana pudding. See us conversation.
I'm with the banana pudding. I'm on my limit. Hold on. We'll be right back. We're going to a song.
It's the star, it's roster. Shimmer pills break. Ain't no loser. Oscar takes the act, getting in sales known. The so-called shots really come from the doctor, nigga. Guess that make me Royce. You be the judge, I'ma play the voice. I wrote the dope and then we make the hoist. I touch the sky, praise the Lord, that's how we say rejoice. You niggas know me well. I talk to fresh and chest brand that show you the biggest comebacks only come from L's. Nigga, I'm bossing up heavy. More Vegas vacations, chase money with Chevy. I'm trying to be a money hoarder. More OT, no TO, I'm Mr. Porter. Whatever you need, I fit the order. I'm up now, I can sit the quarter. Money making like I live in Georgia. If you don't know me, then just play it cordial. Nigga, look. This ain't that widow rap I'm used to. That dope thing I'm used to. I'm more supplier than the fire. The blood of the Messiah in my veins. Oh, let's do it. Everybody got a gun. It's all about the power. Gotta use it. I ain't just like the high shooter. I'm keeping it. Catching with your bitch late night at the Taco Bell. We was bound to class, so fuck it, we might as well. And since you ordered beef, let's just say I broke taco shells. Never had our bitch a crap on shit that I never had. You was spoiled riding with the king, I ain't have a dad. Every other week y'all taking trips, cooking beef, man. We was trying to shake the roaches out of our book bag. Better times, better days, hold on, be strong. Mama trying to preach the truth, but the devil's too strong. Everybody got potential, but you won't live long. So nigga, while you on this earth gone, get your shine on, get your, yo nigga, get your shine on, Seventh Avenue, Gary shit.
All right, so that's my man, Tom T, Frankie Thomas, you know what I'm saying?
Woo!
And the beat goes on.
Nice, I like that beat.
I was waiting on UGK to come in.
There you go, there you go, there you go. Cooking and talking. What you got? You know what? All right, Nicole, what you cooking?
Oh, Lord. Let's see. I got ham, I got green beans, macaroni, corn on the cob, broccoli and cheese, deviled eggs, froze.
Damn, she sound like that damn, you sound like that meme. I got green beans, tomatoes,
I got green beans. Yes, baby.
You had me at hand.
Look on the table.
You start talking after that. What you said, ham?
Bro,
I was
you ain't supposed to be poor.
Oh, shoot. Nah, you ain't supposed to do a lot of stuff people do. You ain't supposed to have sex out of wedlock. You ain't supposed to cuss. You ain't supposed to drink. You ain't supposed to jaywalk. You want to talk about it?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
right.
You finna start this shit, then we finna get banned. Hey, we're going to have these creatures
you know,
on my ass.
But what I eat, what I eat. But you know what? What I eat don't make me shit. You see what I'm saying?
No. I'm on your side. But see, like I said, we got these a certain group of preachers that really feel like we really go too hard when it comes to the church and we say the wrong thing. And Father Time agrees with us. He won't talk to us when we talk about the church. So
the church,
yeah, I'm not real religious.
I respect
everybody's religion, you know, and I used to be in the church real tough, and I used to see a lot, hear a lot, watch a lot, get in it, and I was like, nah, this is not for me, you know, so whatever you do, you can
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. So they need to go sit down, just sit down somewhere, because the shit we went through with the church is
ain't
true shit.
Yet. And
it ain't like we're making
yet.
The shit up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've actually went to different churches, put myself in it, put my child in it, actually did what I said. And after you get to seeing what's going on, they just basically telling you not to do a lot of stuff they're doing, basically, and give me some money.
Right.
Pretty much.
That's a good hustle. Church is a good hustle.
It is.
I should have been a preacher. Because they be getting paid.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have worked. Yep. You wouldn't have worked. Somebody would have shot you, dog. Seriously.
That's the easiest thing to talk an old lady out of her whole check. That's the easiest thing to do.
And that's just it. He'd have tried to talk every woman out their draws and out their check. Somebody would have shot him. Deacon Johnson would have shot him. My old lady.
Let me tell you.
And they talking about CMC. What the fuck you on here listening for anyway? And second of all, why don't you go talk to them other preachers that's making y'all look bad? That's who y'all need to go talk to.
That's been my question for the longest. How the fuck you get my phone number anyway?
Uh-uh.
I'm serious. How the fuck did you get my phone number?
Y'all going to hell.
I'm
sorry. I got more to repent for than them motherfuckers. Trust me on that one. They the least of my worries.
Right.
Nobody fucking with Daddy Rich.
Lord forgive them for they know not what they say.
I know exactly what they
yeah,
fuck.
We, yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
Right.
Maybe for you.
Praise him.
Hey, I'm going to raise up my bottle. I'll drink to that. Shit. Kiss my ass.
And just because we feel the way we feel about the church don't mean we don't have a relationship with God. That's what's wrong with people. People always act like, you know, we don't have no type of relationship with God or something. We don't have to go to church to have a relationship with God.
You're out here fornicating. You're out here drinking. You're out here doing what you ain't supposed to do. That ain't in the Bible.
Oh, shit. You sound like the granddaddy at the church.
Right. And he act like it, too.
Preachers
and
doing that same
thing. Turn around and be looking at the same thing.
Now, hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Room.
I got my man. I got Elder Chill on there. Chill say, hey, Chill, try it again. 563-999-3059. Now, my man Chill, he's an elder at the church.
Chill needs to call in.
He's an elder at the church, but see.
Really should call in tonight.
Right, but see, we grew up with Chill. We grew up with him. And,
if he's an elder at the church, he knows what we're saying is true. Even if he can be a good one, but he knows
Chill,
what we're saying is true at the same time.
Chill, come and get him.
I agree.
563-999-3059. Come get them, Chill, because they're going to hell, bro. Using the Lord's name in vain. They out here fornicating.
But I can't be yet. I can't be.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did he say y'all, we be fornicating?
Well, he showed and put himself in that situation.
Right. Right.
Right.
Y'all.
I'm celibate.
Everybody but themselves.
You say what? Wait a minute, I ain't hearing Craig. Did he say he'll sell a bitch?
Wow.
So this was the
sister.
So now pimping is godly.
Right. I was pimping and godly. He said he's celibate.
Well, they did say he walked with her. Let me be clear.
No, I already know you go with that one.
I ain't say nothing. Sir, I didn't say a thing. Not a thing. I told you, I respect all people.
If God didn't want us drinking, then why the hell you turned the shit into wine?
Hey, chill. It's a bad reception all the way around, man. Facebook got a bad thing going on, man. So you can try to call in again. 563-999-3059. I'm telling anybody that can hear my voice or can see us that, you know, Facebook got a bad reception going on. But if y'all want to get y'all points made or y'all got something y'all want to say, call in. Come talk to us. See, hey, Nicole called in. She talking to us while she cooking.
I'm going to real quick while I'm on the phone. You got to be able to
do all things.
Shirley
said Minneapolis in the house. I'm
going to try. Well, I mean, okay, Nicole, you're new to the show, so I don't want you to think that we just get on here and we just don't blasphemy all the time. But my thing was that they did come at us, and they came at us real wrong. So with them coming at us wrong, and then it's a constant, and we just trying to figure out, like I said, I'm really trying to figure out, how the fuck do we even know y'all?
Know who? Them?
I mean, the preachers. Like, how did...
He was a preacher?
Oh, it was a slew of them. It was more than one. And somehow we got on their radar.
Oh, so people commenting. Oh, I'm not reading the comments.
They sent in to like our to our producers that we need to be taken off the air.
I need to be. What did I say?
No, not you, baby, not you. I was saying to you that I don't want you to think that.
Now, but what did they say? Because I don't know what they can take you off of.
I don't even know. Like, they just really just, you know, they said that we were doing some blasphemy and, you know, we didn't respect the church and we did this.
I could have went in on the church. You heard about the church, the pastor that was messing with the girl. It's passed, 2 weeks ago? All about meet me in the back of the garage.
Church?
I got this $100 for you. And was messing with boys first, divorced his wife, then she married him again. Now he was cheating with the women. And if you want to get technical, I come from a family church.
What's
I got
that got to do with the church?
You want to get technical.
What's that got to do with the church, though? That's one thing. That's one
because
piece of man.
That's what it has to do. You ask because it's the truth. That's what it has to do with it.
Wait a minute. You say he
that's one person.
Huh?
But why need a preacher?
No, that's not one person. That's a lot of them. They had an Ayanna change my life. It was all on TV. It's more than one. It's not one or two. It's more than that. The thing is they keep acting like you go ahead and are accountable for what you do. Okay, everybody messes up. One person is better than the other. That's the problem.
You know what? I want to ask a question. And I'm going to ask this question to the ladies. Ladies. Okay. Like, dealing with in situations, because I read something and I was getting mixed reactions from it, so I just want to hear, you know, what you ladies got to say about it. I've seen a situation where I guess to kind of piggyback off the, y'all remember the flavor of the month last month with the little girl and the older guy, and they got married, and the mother and everybody came on there and all that shit. Anybody remember that?
Yeah, the Huckabuck, I believe. Was that it? Huckabuck or something, I think. Okay.
Yeah, something.
Well, Mary's daughter, right? Or his stepdaughter.
Well, his stepdaughter. Well, I guess that was kind of a spinoff of what was saying, and they was like, well, the problem is that a lot of young girls mess with these older men, and then when they get older, then y'all want to call them pedophiles and all this shit. But in reality, you women was out there doing this, that, and the other. Y'all was old enough to know what the fuck y'all was doing. Y'all was old enough to make a decision. And now all of a sudden that y'all get in your 30s or 40s, y'all want to turn around and say, this man did me so wrong. He did this and he did that. Now, I'm not judging. I'm not saying right or wrong. But I just want to ask ladies, do y'all think that's a fair assumption? Now, Nicole, I'm going to start with you first, since you knew.
Now, it can go two ways, because since there was a child, depending on, because you wasn't messing with her 18, you was messing with her when she was 16.
Let's say 15, 16.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm a good husband. And that they're just going to go astray. And you can't stop them. But then you have those kids that they're just traumatized and they're looking for something. You see what I'm saying? It depends on what child you're talking about, what home they came from. It makes a big difference. And like I said, some of them, you just got one bad apple. But some of them, it doesn't matter. If that child comes to you, you turn them away. I've had people come to me and look like they grown men, and I find out you 17 or 18. No, get away from me, child. Please. I appreciate it. You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I've had kids as young as 13 approach me, and I tell you, baby, I'm flattered. Can you go on about your day, baby? That's what you do. A child is innocent. They like you for some kind of reason or get something out of you.
You
want to
walk around with that Miss Parker.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
You wouldn't be walking around with that Miss Parker.
What do you mean?
The Lord is my shepherd. He knows what I want. Miss Parker.
Oh, Lord, I'm done. You know, the phone was going in and out. I said, who's Miss Parker?
All right, Janine, you got the ham in the oven yet?
Yeah, it's been in the oven. It's rolling.
No, the ham is not in the oven.
Okay, so you got time.
I'm sorry.
All right, so Janine, how do you feel about that? What was the question?
So basically, you talking about older men messing around with younger women?
Yeah, and they were saying that, like, the women never had an issue or a problem, like, they were young. But then when the women get in their 30s and all this shit, now they want to jump on social media and call the perpetrators pedophiles, or you ain't shit, you a dog motherfucker. You fucked me when I was underage. You wasn't shit, this, that, and the other. And it was like, you know, it was a 50, I think it was kind of a 50-50 thing. Half of them was like, okay, well, you know, if he molested you or raped you, that was something. But if you fucked him for 2-3 years and you fucked him until you was in your 20s, then all of a sudden now he did that and other, bitch, you just want attention. Now, I'm not saying I'm right or wrong, because I'm not a man, and I mean, I'm not a woman. But I was just curious, how do y'all feel about that?
I think there are, you know, two different, you know, it's a difference, like you just said. You know, if you were molested, that's one thing. You know, you know, they did something to you without your permission, you know, things like that. This whole thing about a 16-year-old that's let me say this, with a sound mind and knows what, you know, if she makes a decision, she made a decision. You know, just because they put this law in place and says you 18 makes you an adult, does not mean that a 16-year-old can't make decisions like that. So, you know, I'm not going to come back. To me, I feel like it's almost as if I made a decision, because I did a lot of shit. And I look back like, ooh, I don't know why the fuck I did that. But I'm not going to look and say, oh, he was older than me, so he conned me or something, or he made me do it, or like he had some power over me to make me do what I did. None of that is true. It's not true. Did I make a bad decision? Yeah, I did. So that's just how I feel about it. I just don't feel like, you know, own up to your own part that you play into it and leave it at that. You know, maybe the motherfucker wasn't shit. He might not have just been shit in it anyway. You know what I mean? But my thing is, you know, you played your part too.
And have accountability, basically.
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay. Is the life still with us?
I am, but don't ask me no question because I wasn't really paying attention.
Shut up, bitch.
Well, I was handling something. Mind your business.
All right. Time.
Yeah.
Time. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like that man should be held accountable? Do you feel like the woman, the young lady, should be held accountable, or do you feel like the man was just dead out of ass wrong?
It's kind of like, is she underage? I'm totally against that, man.
She was sick.
I'm totally against that. Even though, you know, everybody know I'm a big R. Kelly fan. I'm just against the kid shit, man. I'm just not down for that. You know what I'm saying? Me personally.
I'm a R. Kelly fan now, wait a minute, we ain't gonna show up for that now, so I'm saying, what I'm saying is, if you're
a grown ass man and she's 15, 16, then you wrong, but at the same time, you can't wait till you 30 or 40, screen the shit up, because you should have brought the shit up then, but he was okay then because he was taking care of you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure every woman on this show right now has been picked up from high school by that motherfucker that graduated 2 years ago. So, y'all done done it.
No.
Everybody done done it. Every woman. Well, I'm not going to say every woman. But a lot of women has been picked up by that 19, 20-year-old dude when they was in school. It just happened like
that. No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
I know people that did. But you can't wait till you're 30 saying, oh, well, you did this, he did that. Why you didn't bring that shit up then? Why you waiting 20 years later, 25 years later, to say, oh, he ain't shit? You weren't saying that shit then?
I agree with you. I don't believe in all that, you know, you know, playing on younger women and all that shit, you know, using materialistic things to get them and all that shit. I don't believe in all that, but you know, I do agree with you. Like, if you sat there and you took all that shit and you didn't get well off into your young adulthood and whatever the situation didn't work out, then now all of a sudden you're like, oh, you motherfucker, you a pedophile and all that shit. Man, don't. And then especially if y'all got kids together. Don't do that shit now. Y'all know this started up until that.
Dude told on the teacher. That's when this Me Too started up.
it was a man that started, well, a young man that started this. Look back. With me too, they come out into that young man's shoulder.
But him and that teacher ended up getting married. They got married.
Yeah.
But you know, some of those victims have something called Stockholm syndrome, where they mentally want to stay with the predator or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I agree with
that.
Because you got so he's so used to that person.
Yeah, I guess
that's the only person you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I agree.
That's
how
they know.
Families,
they just keep going to the Thanksgiving dinners and the birthdays and stuff, and that uncle is still there, and everybody thinks it's okay because nobody's saying anything, and they want to continue to be in that family, so they're not going
to
say anything.
I'm glad you said that, because that goes to what y'all just said. A 15-year-old brain is not equipped to what's going on right now. They only believe in what they see. So I do a...
Okay, hold on, before anybody say anything. And this ain't just pertaining to just that. At 16, what was your mind frame at? At 16, what was your mind frame
at? Ignorant.
and work?
No, ignorant in school. 16-year-olds only do what they see at that time. I disagree with that.
So you was a father?
No, to 18. I wasn't a father yet. I was just out there.
No, I said you was a follower.
Oh.
At 16, you said,
really?
Hold on, listen, hold on. Stop talking. At 16,
yes, sir.
You said you was ignorant, and I mean, was you a follower? Did you listen to people? Or did you do what you wanted to do?
I believe in the crew that we had. Well, back then, I only knew what gangs was. You know, back then, your gang was your home. Your gang was the people, especially when you had a bad household. So, yes, maybe I was at that time. Yeah, maybe I was, because I did believe in the crew and everything that was going on, because that was the family that took care of me. At 16, I was manipulative. Is that the right word to say?
Who are you manipulated by? Who are you manipulated by? I said, who are you manipulated by?
I believed in my crew.
Right, you said at 16 you was manipulated. Who were you manipulated by?
Because you got older.
So who was you manipulated by?
He was manipulated by
you. So you saying you never at 16 you didn't do nothing stupid. Your mind
wasn't
right. Would you do the same things at 16 as you are doing now?
That goes without saying. I rest my case. I didn't do a lot of stuff when I was young. But at the same time,
I seen a lot of people
messing
up, and I didn't want
to. You were 16, and you did what you wanted. You did what Wick wanted to do.
I was a kid, bro. 16, you still a fucking kid, bro.
You don't take no responsibility at that?
I never said that. I just said I was a kid. I own up to anything I did at 16. You're not getting my point, bro. I'm just saying you're not at 16. You're not smart enough to make your decision because you're still living
in your parents' house. That's bullshit, dude. That is bullshit. When you
think
you're older, you know right
from
wrong. Hold on.
You
know right
from
wrong.
You weren't living your parents' house at 16.
I understand that, but you're still a kid. If a grown man
come to you and tell you things that you ain't heard at home, you're going to go with that grown man. That's what I mean by manipulation, the kids.
I get what you're saying. So I'm saying, you okay now, wasn't no grown men in our crew. So who manipulated
I'm not
you?
Talking about me. I'm not talking about me. We talking about the story we talking about.
I asked you a question. Oh, okay. All right.
Not getting it. We're not talking about me.
Moving on.
I was asking you a specific question. You made
What's
it an overall question,
question.
I asked you a specific question.
Ask me the question.
I just asked you. You said you was manipulated by the crew, and I said who in the crew manipulated you.
No, I didn't. No. You didn't get that. I'm mad.
I think I got more than me on here that heard you say that. I apologize for that. Y'all taking things the wrong way. I just made my opinion to what we're talking about. This is not about me. It's about what we were just talking about. And I gave my opinion. What
talking about?
Yes, sir. You're right. Whatever.
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry that you took offense to it, but
honestly, bro, you need to stop doing that, bro. I don't know what I did to you, bro.
Dog, I just asked you a question. Why you making it personal? You part of the show,
I
right?
I don't. You do. I don't, bro. You do. I don't.
But my thing is,
I'm trying to bring
okay,
you part
yeah,
of the show.
We all wrong, and y'all keep, you know, going into it and things like that. Why don't y'all hash out? This might not be the right place, but hash out what it
agree
is.
Agree to disagree.
You've been on here a couple of times saying, you don't know what you did wrong. We are all grown. If that man is mad at you for whatever reason, then you did something. Now, if you don't know what you did, then as a friend, you should call that person
you need to
and
tell
be like,
me.
Hey, we've been getting into it, and, you know, if this is why, you know, you mad at me or something like that, then let's talk about it. But no, it don't get talked about. So stop.
What more do you
no,
want from me?
I'm just tired of people coming up like
you.
They don't know what they did. If people mad at each other, you know what you did. You know what you did.
No, I don't.
Okay, well,
you
then call that man
to
and ask him what
try.
I did, and let's talk about it. I doubt.
Okay. Tried that one, did that one. Yeah, like you don't know this motherfucker. Come on now. I tried that one, done that.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I'm completely lost. Did I miss something?
You stay lost.
I was just trying to catch
on. You missed about a whole 48 years or something, but never the 38. Don't worry about it. You owe me some money, motherfucker! You know what, dog? I say it like this. You want to be a part of the show, and I'm just asking you questions. That's all. I don't ask you no questions that I wouldn't ask, Sam. And if you got it for your
thing, man,
you take it personal, I apologize. But that's how we do on the show. We ask questions. Now, it's questions that you may not want
to
ask.
Me to just say something,
and if you don't
want to
answer
say
them,
that.
It's fine that you don't answer them.
I did not say that. I didn't say it.
I can just ask anything
you ask me.
Fuck you think you fucking with. I run shit here. You just live here. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Thomas, stop it.
I was just being the broadcaster that I'm trying to be, man, and you're not accepting that tonight. I apologize.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior, and I don't like you.
I don't like
jerk
you.
Off.
Lord have mercy. Somebody take the damn clicker from him.
Yeah, but now, Jamie, you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I'm
going to have to tune in next week, too. This is funny. I am not upset.
Now, normally, like, see, not Nicole, normally this is the part where I go into this big rant and whatever, but I'm turning over a new leaf, and I'm just trying to be a, let everybody be a part of the show. I'm asking everybody questions.
Well, you got another question? Go on and ask me something.
I just got a text, man.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
And I didn't ask you a question yet, so
what's
that about?
What the fuck you think you're talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one. Shit has changed. It's a new day, bro. You can't clean up your act. I suggest you raise the fuck up. Get the hell out of Dodge. Or get caught up.
All right, man. Enough sound, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been going at it like this the whole time I've been go.
I ain't said nothing.
I didn't say you said anything. I'm asking, has it been this heated the whole time I've been go?
No, I'm just tired of listening to the shit. I know people be thinking I get upset, but shit does need to be said sometimes. Tired of them coming on here saying the same shit. I didn't do that to you.
No, you just gonna blame me.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
Look here, I've apologized three times.
That's why I'm the one you love and hate. I'll be it.
Don't nobody hate you.
That's all in your mind.
I just said three times if I offended you, I apologize. So why the hostility?
Sir, you never have to apologize for all the things you did for me in my life. I keep telling you that. You never have to apologize, bro.
Okay, he did say I accepted and move on. Shit.
You saying the tab in a
I gotta. Now. I'm about to go to bed. I gotta go to work. I'm playing.
I'm waiting no more.
Okay, hold on. Nicole, you still with me?
You still with me?
All right, just listen. All right, I'm trying to turn over a new league. No, nobody want me to. Fuck it. Fuck you, Dana. I can't stand you, motherfucker. And y'all can kiss my ass and fuck this show. I don't even sound so fake. That don't even sound natural.
We're on a mission from God.
Nicole, that's what they used to be getting irate and snapping off. But I'm not doing that tonight. Denise, I'm sorry. Denise said she didn't sign in three times and the reception is horrible. Call in, woman. 563-999-3059. We having a great conversation on the phone.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Why is it so fucking hot in here?
Menopause.
You hot? You hot, baby?
I am hot.
I bet them neighbors know my name. Waving, screaming, scratching, yelling. Bet them neighbors know my name. Maybe stressing while we...
Yeah. y'all amazing cake fall. Y'all know it all. You know how they say when you that quit running in this house. Quit talking all that now. Made my cake fall.
Right.
Right.
That made my damn cake fall.
Yeah.
Raise up my electric bill.
Okay.
Hey, I must admit, I'm surprised that actually ended a totally different way than I thought it would.
Well, that is growth. Let it happen. We are thankful for that today.
Right, it's Thanksgiving. I expect that to go a whole different way.
Yeah, I know how you about it.
But you know what they say.
That's how we play as role.
Tom, I seen a picture of you on Facebook, and you looked pretty damn good. You looked it relaxed and calm and happy. I don't know. You just had a different look on your face.
What picture was that?
I don't know, but I like it. Keep it. Whatever the hell you had going on that day, keep
what
it.
What was you headed to church?
No, he wasn't going to church. He was in regular clothes.
That was church clean.
I don't like them church clean photos.
Know what I was. You found him in his park up there.
Huh?
Well,
you know,
I appreciate the love, sweetheart. Miss Parker.
That would be me.
Yeah, he got to be Mr. Parker.
Me.
You know I'm younger than him.
That was good. You think that would be me.
Watch your mouth, son.
Nah, though, but for real, dog, you know what? I will admit that. Now, your pictures, you look like you're in a better space now, man.
I appreciate that, man. I'm trying to be a better version of me. That's all I can do. I'm getting old, man. I can't let this bullshit fuck with me no more.
Nah, you do look like you've been in. You do look like you're in a better space. I will give you that.
I appreciate it, bro. I do.
Oh, look at all this love.
Appreciate all the love. I don't usually get love on this motherfucker, but I appreciate all the love.
Yeah. You need to stop.
I'm talking about Janine.
I have been absent, so I'm going to act. I don't know nothing.
Wait, what do you mean? What did I do?
Yeah, I was like, she couldn't hurt
you. You said what?
You
be being mean to my friend. Stop being mean to him.
I don't be being mean to Father Sam. I actually think you look nice. You look nice on your picture.
Lord.
I appreciate it. I was agreeing with her.
I say the same thing, dog. Like, you got a different aura to you. Like you really, like, you know, like, you didn't, like you didn't just regroup yourself, dog. Like, you didn't regroup and you're trying to come back out.
Honestly, man,
I'm just taking somebody. We need to focus on things that we can control. Because there are some things we can't, and there are some things that are always going to happen in our lives. So
wait.
We need to start focusing on the good things.
Wait, Janine. Hush. I'm not telling you to hush, but just wait a minute. Stop 1 second. What'd you just say,
though? I'm dating somebody new, man.
Oh,
what?
Lord. What? He got to do it. He got to do it. Oh, Lord.
Okay, wait,
time out. Forgive me. When did we get rid of the other one?
we had to give up that trick or treat.
I ain't been here.
Hold on, wait a minute. Anybody that's watching, I'm doing this. Let me step. You give me some pussy now, huh?
Lord, got some cutty.
Yeah.
Retarded. Y'all retarded as hell.
Fucking again. That's what it is.
Ah, you motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Okay, that explains it. That boy gets some pussy again. He gets some cutty on the regular, too, because that boy, hey, y'all see the way he dressed that? New hat.
I seen it. I noticed it.
New
shoes. Refreshed.
Said, goddamn, new leather coat. You getting some good pussy now, boy. He put his back into it.
Tommy, you using that blue pill prescription mode now.
Oh, he didn't use Janine. He didn't use the bag. He didn't use the motherfucking bag.
He didn't use what?
He used the bag.
He didn't even get it.
He
didn't even get it. So let it go. Let it go. He don't even get it. Let it go.
Well, I want to know, damn it.
I didn't hear what y'all said.
He used the bag. Remember he bought the bag of all the shit up in it?
I remember that.
Oh, you used it.
I never liked the
bag. He used the bag.
Okay. I see you, Father Ted. You moving a little bit different now.
He glowing.
Why y'all got that man blushing? Leave him alone.
You
know what to buy you for Christmas now.
Can we ask?
Ask what, man?
How many times did you hit it?
I'm a gentleman, man.
Okay, all right.
You can answer
call
this question. Did your stroke count go up?
He ain't going to talk about it.
Well, he can tell us if the stroke count went up. You know, a few years ago, it wasn't too many strokes, so now he getting it on a regular stroke count should have went up.
Wow.
Fuck all y'all.
Come on, dog. I mean, how long has it been, man? Well, you tell me how long you've been. How long has it been?
How long we been talking?
How long y'all been fucking? Fucking talking.
I'm a gentleman, man. I don't talk about stuff like that, man.
Okay, all right. Give me. All right.
You can't come on the show and be bashful.
Man. You ain't hearing me.
What kind
dude.
Of shit is that?
She there?
You ain't hearing me, man.
I'm gonna be smarter. I'm gonna inbox you after the show.
She done moved in.
Ain't nobody moved in. Ain't nobody.
She spent the night. She spent the night.
Of course.
How many
I'm
times?
Gonna get married, y'all.
No, I ain't doing that.
Don't you? I'm about to tell you, motherfucker, child. Don't you? I know you. Don't do it. Wait. I know if your toes curl, that's what you base it on when your toes get curled. Don't. Just wait. Wait. I ain't gonna tell you don't, but just wait.
Father, don't listen to him. He'll be having motherfuckers waiting
to say her. Look here. If this motherfucker, okay, now, Janine, come on now. How many times his toes been curled and how many times he done talked about what he was about to do?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you only got one life to live.
He said he not getting married, but what if she want to get married? Then what? So you going to stop your toes from curling?
Right. What if she want to get married, though?
Y'all taking her side? No, we asking beneficial questions. We want to know if you're going to let her go if she want to get married, because that's not what you want. But your toes are curling, and you know you got a glow, and you know you fucking on a regular. So are you willing to let all that go? To oblige her.
On the regular, huh?
Ain't nothing wrong getting it on a regular. Nothing wrong with it. It's a great thing.
Y'all don't know who y'all talking to.
You disloyal, fool-ass, bitch-made punk.
That's the problem. We know.
Why I
got to
get the disrespectful, bitch-made-ass punk soundbite? I'm tired of this shit.
That's all y'all.
But that's just it. We know who we talking to, so we know how it goes. Oh, we happy for you.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I'm actually jealous.
You
done kicked me to the curb. That's fucked up. You done traded me in for a new piece of booty.
Y'all asking too many personal goddamn questions.
Timer, why you cheating on me? Hush. I want to know why I'm being cheated on.
Somebody cheating on you?
Yeah, you cheating on me. You done got a whole new girl. See, I was okay with the last one, but you didn't tell me nothing about the new one, so now you cheating on me.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Okay, y'all. He say she listens to the show, so we can't ask no questions. I'm on the show, y'all.
Man,
on
I mean,
show.
Y'all hints like a motherfucker. I don't care.
Well, shit, tell her to call in, shit. Hey, you listen to call in. 563-999-3059. I love to hit a motherfucker that taped his ass.
Yeah, because we don't have a problem talking about her to her face.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
Oh, she calling the show to watch her baby work. That's so sweet.
Any motherfucker that can get that motherfucker to look at the way he been looking lately, shit.
We liked her. We liked that one.
Kudo.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
Hey, she just
y'all do know she ain't. Y'all do know she ain't gonna like us, right? We just talking about her.
I mean, no, kudos to any motherfucker that can get him out of a baseball cap. Shit. You got him out of a baseball cap? Shit.
Wow. Hey, man, I like this girl, man, so let's change the subject.
All right,
we got new callers. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's up?
Is this Big Mike?
Is that who I think it is?
Big Mike.
I don't.
Big Mike, you right on time, bro. You right
heard
on
the
time.
Light.
What's going on with you?
Ready for his date?
He's calling for his Thanksgiving date.
He is not calling for the delightful. Big Mike do not like the wife. Y'all need to stop that.
Sundays, man, what's going down?
Just been working. That's it.
Well, man, I ran into you in the store that day.
Yeah, that's true.
How everything going with you, man?
She's still at Home Depot. I'm trying to transfer to another station.
Okay.
You got a girlfriend yet, Big Mike?
Nope.
Yeah, delightful.
What? I mean, we get into the nitty gritty of everybody's little life story. Now I'm just curious. It's been a long time. Anybody got different changes in his life?
Mike, you say he ain't,
nope.
He not changed yet, right? You still ain't
nope.
Fucking with him.
Nope.
Mike, you still ain't fucking with him.
Nope.
Have you had one in the past year or so?
Nope.
Mike, you
ain't don't tell me,
in
don't
the
ask,
year.
But then y'all, you go.
Nope.
God damn, Mike, you really serious about the celibacy, y'all? Huh?
Yep.
God damn, Mike, this has been about 3-4 years since you done fucked, man.
Big Mike smart. He know that shit gets fucked up. Have you out here like Timer?
Wow.
I'm just playing.
Wait a minute, both of them say wow.
I'm just playing. Just playing, I promise you.
It just
fit for the moment.
Whoa, that was kind of bad, baby girl.
I know, but it fit. I said I was just playing.
And kiss my ass.
It was too funny, though.
They both say, wow.
It was simultaneously, too, boy. I ain't lying.
Big Mike, what's been happening with you, man?
Man, just been working, shit. Traveling, that's it.
You been traveling?
Yep.
Where you been?
Vegas 2 times. I'm supposed to be going out of town for work soon.
Wait a minute. What you go to Vegas for? You just went to be going?
By myself, yep.
All right, Mike, hold on now. You went to
Why
Vegas
not?
By yourself? And you ain't
yep.
get no pussy?
Why not?
Nope.
Did you go to strip club?
Nope.
Oh, you're a better man than me. You gambled, didn't
you? I told y'all,
nah,
Big Mike.
Nah, nah,
Big
nah,
Mike's
nah,
gonna die
nah,
rich.
Hold on. The reason why I couldn't hardly do anything because you know the state of Nevada, they was forcing that coronavirus rule.
Mike, you know you could have got him to come to your room though, right?
Yeah, nah, it won't even work.
So what is it?
I didn't want that motherfucker coming out of the virus, man.
Did they make sure the game?
2 for 99.
Yo, they crack it up. Mike, all right. So you was in Vegas. How long was you there? How long was you in Vegas, Mike?
Well,
week. Wait. A week is in 5 days or a week is in 7 days?
5.
All right, Mike, you was there for 5 days. What'd you do?
Hey, I mean, the only thing was open was like small events and stuff, but the big shit, a lot of shit got closed down because of the cases was high in Las Vegas.
Time out. When did you go? Because Vegas been open for a nice minute.
Nah, when I went, a lot of shit was closed. Yeah.
That's why I'm asking. When did you go?
It was like that when I went.
The end of
August.
Like
that when I went.
That last
this
week
end
of
August?
Yep, this past August. Yep.
Now, come on now, Mike. Now, I just went in September. Now, everything was open in September. Everything was open in September.
When I went, a lot of shit was like the big shit, like on the strip was closed and stuff because I was supposed to go to the Hottesty Club. They was closed because of the cases was high.
This year.
Yeah.
Was open this year, man. Everything
That's what
was
I thought.
Last year. But it was open this year, bro. I've been twice.
That's for the underground stuff. I'm talking about the stuff on the strip and the old strip.
So, did you go to any of the weed dispensaries?
Underground stuff I went to, but the stuff on the new strip and the old strip, it couldn't hardly do anything.
Did you at least get high, Mike? Did you smoke some weed? You got high?
Nope.
He won't give a good girl regular pussy in Indiana or wherever he stay at. What make y'all think he going to go to Vegas and get some bad pussy?
Well, maybe he didn't think your pussy was all that good. That's why he didn't want to give it to you.
You better watch your motherfucking mouth. That's what you better do.
Oh, you can't do it. You set yourself up for that one.
I did, but I wasn't even talking about me. I'm just saying. That was
nice.
So disrespectful.
Oh, that was a good one, man. That was off the top of the head,
She threw the bomb, I just called it. Hey, but Mike, seriously, dog, you went to Vegas. You ain't do shit. What'd you do, just sit in your room?
Nah. I mean, the new strip was packed. It was full of Mexicans and shit. It was packed that Saturday night. About 12 to, like, shit, the next morning. It was packed.
Well, I know you don't drink, so you didn't get drunk or nothing, right?
Mm-mm. Nope.
So you was there
so
a week,
just
you didn't get drunk.
I mean, you was there for a week, you didn't get
drunk, you ain't get high, and you ain't get no pussy. Did you win some money?
Nah, I ain't gamble.
What
I just went to little small events and shit. That's it, man. But the big shit on the strip.
If you tell me that you
flowing.
Wait a minute now, Mike. If you tell me you went there and you went to a week of them seminars and them people trying to sell you some motherfucking timeshares all week. Yeah, you did. God damn, Mike was there a whole week of seminars
just for the free shit. Seriously, dog. Mike, seriously. All bullshit aside, no jokes. You ain't doing shit, man. You didn't do nothing like you said, dog.
Yeah, the small events, that's it, because,
what's a small event? Give me a small event. Don't say no damn time shit.
Nah. I went to like a comedy show or a little car show.
Okay.
Yeah, but at the end, you know what I'm saying? But when I went to the Hennessy Club inside the MGM, I talked to the owner there, and he was explaining to me, man, you know, he was like, you know, Mike, a lot of shit has changed because, you know, the state shut down a lot of big shit on the strip. That's why I get my hopes up.
But Mike, it's hoes everywhere.
Huh?
It's hoes everywhere, Mike. They got hoes on billboards. You can call the number. They got hoes with a truck to just drive by.
They
always
a
giving you by. Cards. I got a ton of them goddamn cards.
Nah.
So let me get this
right.
You didn't go to
business cards.
You went to Vegas. You didn't gamble. You didn't drink. You didn't play slots. And you didn't have sex.
Nope.
Did you go see Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson show?
Huh?
Did you least go see the Michael Jackson show? I heard that's a real good show.
I went to their mall and stuff. Yeah, shit, it's expensive.
Did you go to the damn mall?
Mike ain't even got a damn girlfriend. Mike, you should not have no money problems. You get to save
all
your money.
Did you go to the Raiders Stadium? You ain't go to the new Raiders Stadium?
Yeah, I see the Raiders Stadium. It's huge.
Did you go in it?
Nah.
Neither. Did you even walk past it?
Yup.
You walk past. Okay, at least you walk past the Raiders Stadium.
I went to some of the stores near the bar because, see, I stayed off the strip and stuff.
Okay, well, okay, now that we, okay, all right, we ain't got all the preliminaries out the way. Are you ready to take Delightful on a date yet?
Hey, what now? I'm not allowed to go on
you
dates.
You just said he got money. You know he got money. Listen, Linda.
I am not allowed to go on dates.
Says who?
Listen, I'm not allowed to go on dates.
But no, you still do owe Mike a date.
No, well, you know what? It's non and void when other things have happened since then. So, therefore, I'm not allowed to go on dates.
You got
nah, I'm
not
on that bullshit.
Oh, Mike said he ain't on that bullshit anyway.
And, you know what? Y'all real disrespectful tonight.
Nah, for real. I'm my real talk. I'm not on that drama.
All right, Mike, if you could go out on dates, would you take out?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Quit bullshitting.
Who bullshitting?
She's scared of you.
Well, Mike, technically you was bullshitting for a while, Mike. She offered to go out on a date with you, and you did, like, you did play up, Mike. I ain't going to lie, you played them.
And I don't get played. I feel some type of way.
Oh. How did he play them? I don't remember that.
Yeah. Remember what Mike was supposed to take out, but he just would never do it. He said he was too busy.
Mike called and
I thought she didn't
whatever.
Want to give him the address or something.
No. Mike was having conversation with somebody else. The whole time he was talking to me, it was like he was talking to somebody else, like someone was feeding him lines.
Nah.
Whoa. Are you saying he had somebody on the side of him telling him what to say? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't believe.
I don't know. Listen, I don't believe there was no one there feeding him lines, but if you were to be on the phone, you would think that someone was feeding him lines. Like, you could hear, I don't even know how to explain it, but nonetheless.
Well, see, Mike talk like that. Yeah, he talked like that on the show.
Nah.
Anywho.
Check this out. We're going to get up out of here because, Mike, we're going to set that up. We're going to set that up for you one more time, Mike.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Mike said, yeah. All right, y'all, we got to get out of here. We're going to get out of here on time because I know y'all got to cook and y'all know I'm trying to drink. All right. Is Nicole still on here? I can't see shit.
No. She left. She dropped.
Oh, okay. It's on you. I can't see shit. I can't. My shit is just dead.
All right, y'all. Check this out. All right, Big Mike. Just one word of caution for you, dog. Word of caution for you. Watch out for this motherfucking name, Marley. That's all I'm going to say. All right, watch out for this dude named Marley.
Hey,
you know, why that's all I'm saying. I know, man. All right, Delilah, what you got for us, sweetheart? You got your last words?
It's been a pleasure chatting with you guys tonight. Catch you next time.
All right. Don't be a stranger, man. In a minute.
I'll be busy.
Been
I'm sorry.
Been throwing shots all night at
me. I did not. I gave you all kind of compliments.
Yeah, you threw some shots in there, too. Big Mike, what you got?
I don't know why I'm going to call the show. Yeah, I work every other week, every other day.
Well, you know the number, man. Hit the number.
See why he can't get a date? He don't even know when he going to call again.
I mean, I work from 4 p.m. to 2:30 in the morning.
Well, I can put y'all in a private room if y'all need me.
Tima, Janine, you got any last words?
Wow. Wow. Stop again. And it ain't no Janine. It's on Wick. Wick, you got any last words, man? Okay. Janine?
My bad.
Oh,
good show. What's up?
See, that's why I wasn't even going to say that, because I knew he was about to jump in. Wait, I'm a little slow
because I had to hit the pause.
I'm just messing with you. It's all love.
All right, what's your last word, sweetheart? All right, now you go fuck with that banana pudding. All right,
my
man, what you got?
Banana pudding is
done. She used the instant pudding timer. She ain't used the good stuff.
Although
I like the instant kind better. But.
All right, I still don't know what the fuck he talking about. That baking shit. But
what I'm talking about.
Appreciate, like I said, hey, check this out, y'all. On the bottom of my heart, and this goes out to all y'all. Like, I really appreciate y'all these last couple of weeks, because y'all really been uplifting me and brought my spirits up. And I know tomorrow the holidays, and I might be sad tomorrow, but like tonight, y'all really uplifted my spirits. Y'all really made me laugh, and I really appreciate y'all. Check us out, citizenradioshow.org. Y'all hit us up on my Instagram, CasZack. Go check us out at CasZone.com. And everybody have a happy holiday.
That's what's up. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, head grease. God bless. Good night. Everybody stay safe. Next week, y'all, we out.
Peace.